Being Norfolk born and bred, you would have thought I would have been to the Royal Norfolk Show before, but until Wednesday, I hadn't. I remember only first hearing about the Norfolk Show when I was about 17. A friend of mine was sharing a story about milking an artificial udder. Well, I guess you had to be there. On the day, I was taken back by the sheer size of the showground. Already at 8 a.m, the event was in full swing and people were deciding where to go first. It was only when I began walking around that I realised the size of the venue paled in comparison with the number of people in attendance. Clearly the event means so much to the people of Norfolk, and I began to wonder why I had never been before. To be honest, I was at a loss as to where to begin. I stopped and admired show jumpers by the Grand Ring. The riders' manoeuvres were as beautiful as the horses, and again, silly old me, I just didn't realise how much of a link the county has with equestrian life. I was told it was an absolute must to go to the livestock arena and check out the livestock being judged. When I arrived, the master of ceremonies was detailing the boom of popularity of the Aberdeen Angus in the UK. The cattle mooed with approval. I followed my nose to the Adnams food and drink tent and was delighted to see a good portion of the 50,000 spectators in here. Everything was on offer, from sweet cakes to apple juice to carvery rolls to cheeses. I was tempted into trying a Lancashire Black Bomb cheese, and at first taste I melted more than the cheddar. With a smile, the cheesemonger enticed me further with another, stronger Lancashire cheese, and I didn't want to move on. But customers were waiting, and I had much to explore. Following the sound of bleating, I visited the sheep pens and was not surprised to see it was a popular spot for the kiddies. Families cooed at the sheep while their owners displayed their rosettes with pride. After having a chat with a few old faces, of which there were many, again, why hadn't anyone told me to come before? I admired some of the heavy machinery on display before making my way to the first heat of the Shetland Pony Derby, back at the Grand Ring. There were a couple of small tumbles, but the riders and ponies were okay. The crowd was strong in their support, and two of the jockeyless ponies continued to race. Fantastic dedication from the teacup nags, and credit to their trainers. There is clearly a lot of work that goes into the event, which only takes place once a year. I continued on, taking in the sights, sounds and smells before stopping to have a chat with Norwich-born Flight Lieutenant Mike Reeve, ahead of the RAF Falcons parachute display team. I settled in with the crowd, looked up at the minuscule plane in the clouds and held my breath for 3 minutes while the crew made their descent from 5,000 feet. The crowd were united in their exhilaration, and it was not hard to see why they were whooping and clapping once the Falcons touched down bang in the centre of the Grand Ring. It was time for lunch. I had pie, mash and veg, and probably won't need to eat again until Christmas. I decided to sit down and have a chat with the stranger. He informed me about his work with Shire horses, and I confessed to being a total layman. But it didn't matter. We were just enjoying a great day in the heart of Norfolk. And then I realised that's the appeal of the Royal Norfolk Show. More than just a chance for riders to show their skills and farmers to show off their livestock, it is an experience to feel truly part of our county. Despite so much division in the world, I felt totally connected to the place and the people of Norfolk while I was at the show. What an amazing experience. It makes me proud to be a Norfolk boy.